how I actually started working with people was helping people that were ill or had problems, helping them to do better, and people that were already doing well, mm-hmm. helping them to excel. And I've kind of always had those two interests, and that's helped me to do well in both those domains, helping people succeed better or to feel healthier. Serum cortisol is something that all of us can do something about immediately. It's just that it needs attention on a regular basis. So if we think about, you know, as I was walking around the airport, looking at a lot of people that were kind of in a hurry and a challenge, they were dealing with their kids and delays and cancellations, et cetera, the level of stress was
huge,
pretty high. Yeah. And I can certainly understand that. So what can we do that helps speak to the underlying problem, not just the symptom? And so these kind of holiday blues, if we think, okay, let's go back. Serum cortisol is a chemical response to feeling states. So if we think, okay, what is going on in our mind-body system that is out of whack, that's producing this at the holidays? Okay. What can we do about this? If we think, okay, geez, this was challenging or disappointing, or things didn't happen the way that I wanted to, or there was conflict at the holidays. So we think about, okay, number one, you want to take care of your body. You know, since I went 24 hours without any sleep yesterday, when I did sleep, I slept well. Yeah. And I went in a little later to the office. So, you know, the standard things your mother would tell you, you know, eat, rest, moderate the alcohol kind of thing, and think about doing something. Even I was doing some things on the plane. I had a few flight attendants kind of looking at me like, okay, what's this guy doing? I was doing a little mindfulness meditation just to kind of center myself. So I just closed my eyes, and I was just deep breathing, a deep breath in, hold for a moment, and then as I exhaled, just being present and just watching the breath, you know, just in and out. What that will do is activate something that's been studied at Harvard for over 30 years, the active relaxation response, and that will remarkably have an effect on the cortisol, and that changes, it reduces blood pressure and a whole host of biochemical measures. And it's very pleasurable, and it's very quick, and it's very easy, and it's free. So that's a nice little thing. And then you can think of imagery. The subconscious mind, which we'll talk a little bit about today, if you think of the subconscious helping you to achieve your goals, and even if it's to reduce stress, okay, you want to then use some imagery that's very pleasant. So one of the things I was doing yesterday, I was kind of experimenting with some different imagery. The subconscious, remember, is 1 million times more powerful than the conscious mind, and 1 million times faster than the conscious mind. So when you utilize tools that use the subconscious mind, you are really creating some fantastic resources within you. And as you get comfortable with using these tools, they just make a lot of sense. So one of the things that I did on the plane, since I was on planes a lot.
Planes
yesterday,
all day, yeah.
Yes. There's a little breathing technique that takes about 2 minutes, and it's been around for a while. We have a little adaptation of it, and we call it balanced breathing or collarbone breathing. And it's just putting the left ankle over the right, extending the arms straight out in front of you, right hand over the left, and then just rotating your palms together, interlocking your fingers, and just resting in your lap or rotating it up and just resting against your chest. It also does a little something that helps your body's electrical system. So we're talking a little bit about the subconscious here in a moment, and we are also electrical. When we go into the hospital, we have EKGs, EEGs, et cetera. We are electrical when we're being monitored. So we're just going to take advantage of that. We also know that the human being and all living organisms have polarity, a north and a south pole. Well, what we know is when people get very stressed, or if they get very dehydrated or very challenged or traumatized, that polarity inverts. And the nice thing is to correct this. It doesn't require any belief in this phenomenon that's been known since Yale Medical Research in the 1940s. You just do, you could just do this little balanced breathing exercise for about 2 minutes, tongue up, breathe in, relax the tongue as you breathe out, and just thinking of a peaceful scene that represents balance.